This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Peter Scoop Stanton at Michael's on King. We are red hot rolling. We are remote at Michael's at King, 703 King Street in beautiful Alexandria, Virginia. It is Saturday, August the 3rd, 2024. And on the line, we have Walter Yerkew. How are we doing tonight, Walt?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, sir. And we have Mike Breakbrand. How are we doing, Mike?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Once again, we are at Michael's on King Street for Warriors and Goddess Saturdays. We have lots of warriors, lots of goddesses. Here, free speech is allowed. You can say anything you want about anybody you want. And I'm doing 7-5 Radio right here live. Anyways, first order of business. We want to say hello to all of our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadasas New York Fire Department. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and everyone listening on Long Island's 2nd Congressional District. As always, we want to remember men and women that were murdered in the line of duty in the law enforcement community. And tonight, unfortunately, we have a very long list. Tonight, we first want to remember Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link of the Lake County, Florida Sheriff's Office, end of watch, August the 2nd, 2024, the unknown whereabouts or status of the perp. Also, Police Officer Dimitri Johnson of the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department, end of watch, August the 2nd, 2024. He was killed in a vehicle crash. Two mopes were leaving the scene of a shooting. Also, we want to remember Correction Officer Raphael Wardlaw of the Cook County, Illinois Sheriff's Office, end of watch, July 30th, 2024. Officer Wardlaw worked the jail at Cook County, Illinois. He was interrupted a robbery off duty. Also, we want to remember Senior Corporal Seagus Jolivet of the Lafayette, Louisiana Police Department, end of watch, July 25th, 2024. His killer is in custody. And we want to remember Corporal Muhammad Saeed of the Melville, Minnesota Police Department, or correction, Melvindale, Michigan Police Department, end of watch, July 21st, 2024. His killer is in custody. Unfortunately, it's a very long list. We remember all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Anyways, last week, yours truly was in Yonadasas, New York, seeing mom and dad, and the Olympic ceremonies was on the television. And to be honest, it was something out of straight from the gates of hell. You had a group of performers get together, lesbians, trannies, get together mocking the Last Supper. And I'm still standing by to wait till the closing ceremonies. They mock Muhammad, Isaac, Abraham, and Moses. Well, what say you about this travesty that was the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
You know, I'm not watching the Olympics, so I didn't see it, you know, right off the bat. I saw, of course, the following morning. And it was disgraceful. You know, you got these people who want to make an impact in society, but what they're really accomplishing is negativity. You know, globally, the world is mostly Christians. You know, of course, different faiths, Catholic, Presbyterian, Methodist, all Christians. And then you get a half a dozen knuckleheads, you know, that decide they want to do this at the Olympics, And then you got those morons that are running the Olympic Committee saying, yeah, sure, that's a good idea. Yeah, sure. And they do it. You know, they're getting attention, but it's negative attention. You know, it's not like they're in Hollywood where, you know, at least they're talking about them. But, you know, you're never going to see these people again. Except maybe on the woke talk shows, you know, maybe they'll probably be on The View when the Olympics is over. You know, Whoopi and Joy and, you know, they'll invite them over, you know, in costume and recreate it again for just for that audience, bunch of morons. It was absolutely disgusting, disgraceful, blasphemous, you name it. All the negativity that could be thrown their way, use it. Because it's just horrible what they did. It's horrible what they did.
Right. Mike, do you have anything to add about this horrible opening ceremony about the Olympics?
Yeah, it's, I mean, Walt nailed it. But if you look at modern Satanism, it's everything inverse of what would be normal Catholicism or Christian, you know, ritual. So like a Catholic Mass, the Satanic Mass would be the inverted version of that Catholic Mass. This Last Supper that they put on is nothing more than an inversion of the Last Supper. It's satanic in the fact that it's the opposite. It's inverse of what the original was intended to be. So, and I think it was very obviously satanic. I don't think that they're even hiding it anymore, honestly. I think these are very, very sick, twisted people, the evil in their souls.
You're absolutely right. And then when they go out in the afterlife, they have to meet their maker to answer for their sins. And while we're the Olympics, we had two women's or female boxers turn out to be dudes. You had Algerian Imane Khalif, or I'll say Khalif, beating the hell out of a woman who gave up after 46 seconds of competition. I thought they were not going to allow men to compete against women. Mike, what say you about that?
You know what? The more interesting story on that, I mean, it was obviously we've seen this before, right? The women getting in UFC getting just pummeled by a man. But the more interesting story is all the mental gymnastics you see all over the social media and the mass media about how this is really a woman and it's a woman. And like they you know, they go through all the crazy pseudoscience they have to try and make the case for themselves. But the reality is, it's a man. A man is built differently than a woman. You're physically, you grow differently. Your body is much, much differently. You're built for different things. Not to take away from women's strength or men's strength, but they're just different. Men should not be fighting women, period. Done. You know, and that's just one more clear example of why not. But again, we don't learn a lesson here. We have to keep playing these same stupid games with these people. It was absolutely disgraceful and disgusting. It should never have happened.
Is he gone? Where did he go? All right, let me punch in here for a few minutes. We on this boxing thing, we recognize that this is a dude that beat up that Italian girl the other night. We know it. Okay, yet you have people on the left saying that this guy from where is he from? He's in Africa somewhere. He, she, it, whatever. They say that person has been living as a woman his entire existence. Okay. Now, how can you live as a woman or a female your entire existence when you're a newborn, 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old? You know, it's obvious that, you know, he was born with a schmeckle. And when you have one of those, you are a male. And if he decides he wants to be a female and call himself a female, that's fine. He's still got what they call the XY chromosome. Am I right? And a year ago, he was dismissed by the International Boxing Association or Federation because of the XY chromosome. They didn't do a testosterone check. Well, because the guy's got a schmeckle. There's no reason to do a testosterone check. You know, he's got the XY chromosome. So why have this Olympic Committee allowed this to happen when this girl, who hopes to turn professional, probably won't because of this dude. And why did they allow it? Mike? All right, we'll do this right after these words. Scoop just probably fell in the pool again, or he's fixing the flag to put the stars on the correct side, hanging down. So we'll be back right
the banana
after
hammock.
This is 7-5 Radio.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Peter Scoop Stanton at Michael's on King Street. I am on the phone because we have can't get my internet up and running. So we're working on some technical issues there, but I'm still on the phone. I'm still here with you live at Michael's at King Street. Anyways, our next story is the Democrat Party version of democracy. We had Joe Biden running for office, running for president. He kicked Bobby Kennedy Jr. off the ballot, claiming he had the most successful administration in history, according to supporters in the media. Joe Biden said he was in the race no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the circumstances is. And then he's told he has no health issues. Then only a matter of weeks before the Democrat convention, Joe Biden drops out and Kamala Harris is selected as the nominee, receiving 0 primary votes for president. All this is done to save democracy. Mike, what say you about this?
Well, this is the party that likes to call everybody fascist, committing actual fascism and, basically negating the votes of 14 million plus people and just doing whatever the hell they feel like, because it's all about, for them, naked power. That's it. They're not even hiding it anymore at all, remotely. They're absolutely committed to power, holding power and wielding it against anybody they deem as their enemy. And this is nothing more than that display. I think strategically it probably has more to do with the down ballot races for them. I don't think they believe Kamala can win. I think they just want to maintain some kind of a campaign going forward without, you know, senile Biden there dragging down the entire ticket. So I think this is more about salvaging down the down ticket ballot than it is really about getting Kamala elected.
Right. Do you think it's always in the works to have Kamala just come out as the head of the ticket and just throw Joe Biden down the stairs?
Oh, yeah. Joe Biden's done. He's done. I mean, obviously he's done. He's not running for anything else after this anyway. But, you know, right. I'd be surprised if they even let him keep his seat and the president's seat until November. I'm guessing they're going to 25th Amendment him anyway in the next month or so at most.
Right. Well, what say you about the Democrat Party doing all this foolishness to save democracy? Are they saving democracy or just doing what the hell they want?
Oh, they're just doing what they want. I mean, like I said last week, they set back our country 250 years prior to the Constitution, the writing of the Declaration of Independence. Apparently, you know, all men aren't created equal because the Democrats don't give a damn about men or women in our country, and they took away their right to vote for a presidential candidate, you know, that they would like to have represent the country for the next 4 years. And you got these people that are donating money and going to these rallies, and, you know, they're all behind her. But, you know, you're giving up your right to vote. You know, you give up something, you won't get it back. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, your right to privacy. Yeah, sure, come on in, look at my house. Yeah, I mean, you know, the minute that you give that up, you never get it back. And you can't change your mind. They won't let you change your mind because they'll say, well, you did it once, we could do it again. And that's what's going to happen for the foreseeable future of presidential elections every 4 years. They're just going to put somebody up there. No, we're not going to have a debate. We're not going to have, you know, seven people standing up there for the Democratic Party having a debate to see who can, you know, who can win a primary, who can get votes and, you know, get states to back them. They're not going to do that. Come, like, you know, July 15th, July 18th, what they're going to do is say, here's your candidate. That's it. You know, those Republicans, they're stupid idiots. They're all wasting money on all those primaries. We're saving the money. I could see that happening from here on out. And it's horrible. You know, just 2 weeks ago, Kamala Harris was not considered to be on the ticket. And then all of a sudden, well, they don't have a choice because they don't have anybody else. Many people have backed off of Kamala's list for prospective VPs. But then again, she doesn't have to worry about it because Nancy Pelosi is going to pick the VP running mate. So it really doesn't matter. Her and Chuckle Schumer, you know, they're going to pick her running mate. So it doesn't matter. She's as much in the dark about whoever her running mate is as we are. So, right. It's just going to go on and on and on. And, you know, there's supposed to be a debate on Fox. Because the NBC thing didn't work out for Donald Trump. You know, he's not... The lady has not answered one question. All she's been doing is having rallies and spitting out lies and taking credit for things that never really happened or the Democratic Party didn't back. Now she's for the border wall. Now she's for, you know, buy back guns. Now she's for all these things that Trump was working on with Obama's reelection campaign committee, the guy who ran his committee for his reelection in 2012. So, you know, she's been guided to do all this. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And it's just, you know, a puppet on a string. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden retires before the Democratic convention and Kamala steps in as president.
Right. You know what? I wouldn't see that. I could see that happening. But, Walt, do you think the party boss has already picked the vice president and not Kamala Harris?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I had
nobody likes Kamala. She
right.
can't help anybody with their career, a political career. She can't help anybody because she doesn't know what she's doing. So
right.
that the party is picking a person, they're going to handpick a person, and you know, God forbid Kamala wins in November, Kamala will be they'll use the 25th Amendment against her to get her out and get the new person in.
Right. And supposedly it's the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro. You know, somebody supposedly let the cat out of the bag. And, I'm hoping it's either Shapiro or Pete Buttigieg, because both of them are horrendous candidates. Because Shapiro being Jewish, yeah, he'll carry Pennsylvania, but so many people on the left now hate the Jews, so they won't vote for him. But anyways... moving right along, before we go to our next break, I want to talk about the beware of the government media complex. This was a saying of Michael Savage, and again, talking about Kamala Harris. Vice President Harris called Donald Trump, quote, just plain weird, unquote, and the Democrat operatives got the talking points and started to run with this, calling Donald Trump and Senator J.D. Vance weird. Now, if you go on our website, 75radio.org, you'll see you'll see all the news clips of people just calling the president and the senator just weird. But if you think about it, you look at Senator Vance, he's a former Marine. He went to Yale Law School. He's married, has kids, ran a business. He's a productive member of society. And Donald Trump, he's a real estate mogul, bared children with all of his wives, even though he's been married three times. And he's a president. And there's no, sex scandal, no drug scandal, no nothing about him or his kids. And they're weird. Meanwhile, you got the guy who worked for the Energy Department, who's non-binary or whatever. He's walking around with a porn stash and a dress. He also likes to steal women's luggage at airports. And then you have Admiral Dickie Levine of the National Public Health Service walking around looking like a chick, even though he's a dude. And you got the Alphabet Mafia going after our kids. You got... guys playing girl sports, you got all this foolishness, but, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance is weird. Walt, what say you about calling the president and the senator weird?
Well, they don't define weird. She just, she just comes up and says, and look at J.D. Vance. He's just weird. And she cackles, and then the crowd cackles. But she doesn't explain why she thinks he's weird. Give me an explanation why you think he's weird. And she can't. Or she won't, because she doesn't know what weird means. Weird is standing next to her is what weird is. it's a shame that, it's more or less like what Hillary did in 16 about, Trump and his deplorables. It's not going to go over very well, and it hasn't gone over very well. I really, really would like to have somebody, maybe Lester Holt, whom I'm not a fan of, but Lester Holt re-interview, the cackling Kamala, like he did a little while ago, when he asked about the border. We've been to the border. We're going to the border, you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. Everybody knows that spiel. Okay. I got to see what she's going to say when she's asked the hard questions.
All right. On that note, we'll talk one more thing about the government media complex. Also, I have a life-changing event that happened to me this week. Stay tuned. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Monthly jobs report showed hiring cooled in July.
Just 114,000 jobs were added last month.
That's a soft number.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
So the scene could be set for interest rate cuts beginning next month.
I think it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in September and then another quarter of a percentage point later this year.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, which is the highest since October of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
ExxonMobil's second quarter profits rose. It was the second highest for the period of the past decade, as it achieved record quarterly production from several assets. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Experts say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but something that is needed when temperatures soar. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who have no access to AC who pay the ultimate price.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom, that's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis with Arizona State University says in that state's Maricopa County, 25% of heat-related deaths are due to insufficient cooling in mobile homes, as well as trailers and sometimes recreational vehicles.
That's because they're exposed to the elements more so than other types of housing.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrandt. Yours truly is at Michael's on King for Warriors and Goddess Saturdays. I am in a room filled with warriors and goddesses. And we have a gentleman come on, agree to come on to the radio show. Poor guy. Sir, state your name. Where are you from?
I'm Jamie, and I'm from Virginia.
Outstanding. Sir, what's your opinion on the state of affairs in our great nation?
Well, I think, one, we're way too divided. We're way too divided, and we need to go back to being a moderate country and to be able to work together. Right now, the government is not working for us, and we need to be able to get back to working for the people.
You are absolutely right, because this week, Kamala Harris had a Zoom call for white women for Harris and white men for Harris. Did you happen to see any of that?
I did. I know there were several people that were upset because she's using names from individuals on the opposite party that weren't supportive of her. And some of those names that she was using were, they were very against using their names for those lines.
Right. And the thing that gets me is that on both sides, because you got all these white men for Harris, and believe me, I think these dudes all urinated sitting down. You're not going to get any of that on this show. And number two, it's got to be everybody's divided. We got white men for Harris, blacks for Trump, Latinos for Trump, women for Trump, veterans for Trump. Why can't we just be Americans for Trump or Americans for Harris?
I totally agree. And we can have differences in opinion in many different subjects, and that I think that's what makes America great at the end of the day.
Right. Mike, you want to chime in? What do you think about white males for Harris?
The Beta Club? Yeah, I'm here. The Beta Club, they were exactly what you'd expect from that segment of the population right now. You know, they're pandering, virtue signaling. They're, you know, they're doing everything they can to try and be, you know, liked and included and whatever the hell they're looking for. You know, it goes back to the whole weird comment thing where the reason why they think Trump or J.D. Vance is weird is because they don't believe in meritocracy, right? They believe that people should just be handed things based upon whatever they were born as or identify as, not for what they've actually accomplished or done. So, you know, success to them is weird. But I think that the whole campaign is fake. It's all just fake. These are people posing and fake and pretending, and it's just complete garbage and nonsense. And I think regular everyday people realize that, whether they're on the left or the right of center, they realize how fake it all is, and they're fed up.
Right. Now, Walter, you are a white male. Did you participate in the Zoom call for Harris for white men?
No, not at all.
No,
because Mike just talked about, you know, with these people pretending, you know, that there's something that they're not, and Harris, you know, backing it up, and, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. And then they come, like Mike said, you know, for the free stuff. This is my thing, okay? If a tranny, man to woman, you know, a man that wants to be identified as a woman, wants free stuff, give him a diaphragm. Give him a diaphragm. Tell him to shove that up his ass.
Okay, that's you know what? If Harris does win the presidency, you should apply for that job. Tell people to just tell dudes shove diaphragms up their ass. This is 7-5 Radio.
Woman, if they want to feel like a woman, shove a diaphragm up there.
Shoving everything else up there anyway.
Yeah. You know, this way, you know, the load don't go any further. You know.
Nice. Anyways, speaking on things that are not, Kamala Harris, was she or was she not the border czar? Because, if you go on the website, there's clips all over social media. We were told she was the border czar. Then we were told she was not the border czar. Jamie, what say you? Do you think she was the border czar, or don't you know?
I would say it's the border mess.
Exactly. And this is another thing, you know, don't believe the government media complex, because they're promoting the vice president as the border czar, even though the damn border's wide open. We got so welcome that set of offense. And now we're told, oh, she was never the border czar. Well, who are you going to believe? The media or your lying eyes, Jamie?
Yeah, I think when you go to what's happening in New York City and other places, right, and you have this travesty where you have people that are not citizens causing crimes and also sucking up resources, it's causing a lot of havoc. And we got to do something about that.
Right. Well, what say you? What do you think we should do about the border, since you seem to be an expert on stopping things from proceeding?
Well, I think we're going to use a bigger diaphragm.
Yeah. You know, it's exactly correct. You know, that's what the wall is for. It's to stop the fertilization of our country from crap we don't want. As far as her being the border czar, she was appointed by the border czar. Everybody's seen the video of Biden, you know, in March 2020, 2021, you know, making her, you know, in charge of the border. And she took that role, and she said she took it very serious, and she was going to find out what the root cause was. Well, the root cause is, stop them from coming in first. Okay, because the root cause is in another country. We don't give what the root cause is in other countries. That's their problem. That's their problem. Just send them back. I mean, Obama did it for years. You know, send them back, and all of a sudden that stopped. That stopped when the minute Harris became a border czar. And it's a role that she accepted. It's a role that the media talked about her being in charge of this, because, you know, most vice presidents aren't in charge of much of anything anyway. So when she failed to take action, she went to a couple of foreign countries, you know, but that was it. She didn't contact anybody. She didn't contact, you know, our Border Patrol or our ICE. She calls our ICE, what does she call them, the KKK or the Nazis, you know? And then she made a big deal about the border with the border patrol riding horses, you know, with the harness on the horse. You know, she turned that into a whip, and then she turned that whip into slavery. And, you know, so she went off the rails. On this, she went off the rails. If she had any inclination to ever become important in this country's history, that's where she should have done things. Okay, that's where she should have done things. Now, she's got nothing to fall on except, well, no, I wasn't really the border czar. Okay, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's insulting to the American public. And what's even more insulting is the American public that's eating that up is insulting the rest of us. You know, the rest of the world is laughing even louder now at us.
Right. But real quick, I want Jamie, about the situation with the horses. Walter and I actually, we did a whole segment in defense of the horses, because they did nothing wrong. But anyways, that's the kind of type of show we have. Mike, actually, hold on, Mike. Jamie, you are a warrior. How many years did you spend in this man's army?
Over 30.
God bless you. You don't look a day over 30. Anyways, once again, we are Michael's at King Street with Warriors and Goddesses. I'm in a room full of warriors and having an absolute blast, even though the internet connection is some garbage. Jamie, anything you want to say before we go to our next segment?
No, we need Americans to go out there and vote this year. And the only way that you can change is to be able to go to the voting booths.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, hopefully when I die, I don't vote Democrat in Cook County, Illinois. So, anyways, Mike, you got anything you want to add before we go to our next segment?
I think Walt nailed it. Walt nailed it. And Jamie, thank you for the service, brother. That's amazing.
Right. Thank you.
Right. Because, well, even though you got more time in the Army than me and Mike were prior Navy. Anyways, we come back to talk about my life-changing event. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. And during these those very important commercials, you're truly, as usual, was looking at the Instagram of our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Check her out at danellas.fitnessmodel. Anyways, this week I've been talking about a life-changing event. It was very hard, very difficult for me to even talk about this on air. This week, yours truly, Scoop Stanton, got a haircut. Why did I get a haircut? Because a goddess told me to. Anyways, I wanted to introduce you to the lovely Tuan Love, a goddess, help us put on Warriors and Goddess Saturdays. And she's going to help me with my dating life. Tuan, welcome to 75 Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So, what do I need to do to try to find love?
Well, let me ask you this. On a scale from 1 to 10, where would you rate your self-love meter? 10 being very in love with yourself and 1 being not in love with yourself at all.
Well, this is a family show, but I'd say definitely a 10.
Okay, so you love yourself.
Yeah.
To the fullest. Great.
Yeah, well, doesn't everybody?
I know. Yeah.
Well, that,
thank you, Walter.
I have to say, before you can find true love with another, you have to find true love within yourself. And if you're at a 10, I'm so happy you're ready for this journey.
Yep. So, okay, you suggested I get a haircut, which I did.
And by the way, you look amazing because your other image before, I mean, you're not going to get offended, but if you walk into a bar, you have to sit there and work really hard at attracting women. But look at you now. I took pictures of you, so you need to send it to your co-hosts. But you right now, all you need to do is just sit there and stare at the wall, and women would just come up to you.
Oh.
Because you look really powerful right now. Don't you guys agree, ladies? Goddesses? I know. He looks hot and sexy and powerful.
Yeah, take that, Walt and Mike. So all I need to do.
Well, so here's the thing. So what's your bedroom look like right now? Do you have two nightstands?
Well, I got.
And do you have a king size bed or a queen size bed? How's the feng shui of the bedroom?
My bedroom's currently a mess. I got the bed is one size smaller than a queen. I don't have a bed frame on the floor, so I got a box spring. I got a box spring in my mattress. My house looks like something from Sanford and Son.
Okay,
so ask girlfriend.
So do you have any things from your ex girlfriend or ex wife or anything like that in the bedroom?
No, I got. Why would I?
Okay, that's good. But I'm so happy because a lot of guys after divorces, they still have ex-wife stuff, ex-girlfriend stuff all over. Okay,
just
that's good.
My clothes.
Okay, so let's talk about the bedroom. I would say now that you've got your kind of image, you actually took the homework literally and did a great job. So I'm really happy. Now I can be seen in public with you.
What? Oh my! You're just as bad as the two other guys on the show. Good grief!
No, I don't want to be seen in public with people if they don't match my image or my vibe.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess now I do.
Now I can take you out and introduce you to women.
Hey, all right. So I got the clothes. I did the hair. I know I got to clean up
the house and the bedroom and the kitchen.
Okay.
Box?
Box? Well, that's the thing. So if you take care of that first step, then we can talk about, you know, the next phase of where you should go, what you should be doing. But if you were to describe three traits of a woman that you would like to attract in your life, what would those three traits be?
She's got to be obviously.
A what?
Breathing, breast,
what?
And butt.
Say
breathing, breast, and butt.
Breathing, breast, and butt?
Yep.
That's hilarious. So what does breathing, breaths mean?
Okay, no, breathing means they have a pulse.
Oh.
That's optional and then they, for Pete.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. So breathing, breast, which, you know, obviously, and a butt, which, you know, obviously. And, you know, make sure they have, you know, all lady parts and not like the Algerian boxer we talked about the top of the hour.
Okay.
So, I mean, but honestly, just, you know, got to be good looking, number one. Got to be smart and need to have a sense of humor. Because, you know, obviously you hear us joke around on the radio show. I mean, trust me, off the air, it gets a lot worse. But she's got to have a sense of humor, obviously.
Sense of humor.
Right.
And she's got to look good.
Right.
And what else?
She's got to be intelligent.
So sense of humor, looking good, and intelligent. So goddesses, where do you think he should go to meet those women?
How about Michael's on King?
I know. Michael's on King has the most quality women in Washington, D.C., in my opinion. In my opinion.
Right. So yeah. I'm here already. So anyways.
We have Anya and Bree and Tigas here. And we also have Mary. I would love for them to give you input from real-life women, too. So not just an expert like me.
Outstanding. Well, we'll take care of that after the show. But anyways, so what's my next step? So I know what I'm looking for. You know, I got my look up and running. I'll clean up my room. Then, you know.
You sound like a teenager.
Yeah, my room is a mess. I got, you know, 50-plus years
okay,
of stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you this. do you care if the woman that you're going to date seriously or meet, do you care what her house looks like or her car?
I don't care about her car, you know.
Do you care, like, if she invites you over for dinner? Do you care what her house looks like?
I just want to be a mess. You know, if I walk in, that tells me it's like, okay, she, you know, she's a slob. You know, I'm
just like you.
I don't like, well, but that's besides the point.
So my only advice is be the person that you would like to attract in your life.
Okay.
That's it. But you do have homework for the next 2 or 3 days. You need to change your bedroom.
Okay.
You need to polish it, refine it, update it, and get a grown-up bedroom.
I do have
a grown-up. King-size bed, 2 nightstands, 2 lamps of the same. We got to make sure the feng shui is good to attract love.
Well, I don't know if
the nursing home.
What?
Say it again, Walter.
I don't know if they allow that kind of stuff at the nursing home.
Well, Walter's accusing me of cruising nursing homes for love.
You want to get some baggy pants to hide that ankle monitor, too.
So we can talk about after the show what you can do to change your bedroom. That's a very easy fix. And you want to create a bedroom where a woman, you just have to visualize and imagine that woman is already going to be in your life soon. So you have to create the bedroom where when she comes over and spends the night or stays with you, that she doesn't want to leave your house or the bedroom. She needs to feel safe and comfortable.
Well, she will feel safe and comfortable because my landlord, he's in law enforcement, and his son is a state trooper, lives right down the street. So ain't nothing going to happen in that house.
So comfortable meaning a clean space and a space that's masculine and inviting.
Okay, so can I keep the Led Zeppelin poster up?
The Led Zeppelin poster should be out in the living room or your man cave or a dining room.
I don't have space for a man cave.
Do you have like a love painting in the bedroom? Anything that symbolizes love, like the one, like the Gustav Klimt I have in the bar.
No, you're talking a divorced dude.
Okay, so I'm gonna help you find a piece of art that is very sexy and like a couple to attract love and passion and romance.
Outstanding. Anyways, join Tinder.
Get it over with.
Negative. I did join Tinder, and that was a hot mess.
So that I cannot help you because I don't know anything about online dating.
Tinder is just a hot mess because they want like no Trumpers, no right to lifers, no Republicans, no Democrats. Half the ads are fake. Half the people are fake. It's a hot mess, and it's even worse for women because they get thousands of pictures of Richards, if you know what I mean. Anyways, Tuan, let me turn over to Mike and Walter. Do you have anything decent to say before we close this show, awesome show?
I don't have anything decent to say. Do you, Mike?
One decent thing, you can check out doing a new podcast called The Dirt Road at The Dirt Road Pod. You can get it at Rumble, YouTube, or anywhere you get podcasts. And the only other decent thing I can say is Pete, I'm praying for you, brother. I really am. I don't know if this miracle worker can make it happen for you, though, man. But imagining, I know Pete has got a lot of experience imagining women.
I'm not a miracle worker. I'm a goddess.
All right. For Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, Tuan Love, this is Peter Scoop standing to remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.